Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is Thursday, October 22nd, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news investigators with the Hardy County Sheriff's Office have located several card skimmers at a Chevron gas station at 5111 State Road 64 West in Ona. If you have used your card at this station, please keep a watchful eye on your accounts. The Hardy Cares Coronavirus Relief Fund is now available for individuals, small businesses, and community partner food security and mitigation assistance. The funds are restricted to COVID-19 eligible expenses. Each program is subject to specific eligibility requirements, submission of a complete program application with necessary supporting documentation. You can apply by going to hardycounty.net and clicking the heart on the homepage. Your local events, the Wauchula Lions Club will host the Peace River Balloon Festival on Saturday, November 7th at Hardy Lakes County Park. Gates will open at 6 a.m. with the event at 10 a.m. The Hardy County Chamber of Commerce will host the 2021 Vintage Glam Gala on January 30th, 2021 at 5 p.m., located at the Stream Song Resort in Bowling Green. Dress in your best 1920s and celebrate the success of Hardy County. Attendance is limited due to COVID restrictions. You can RSVP by going to hardycc.com/gala. Your job's in Hardy County. Vaughn's Cleaning Services in Arcadia is looking for an office cleaner. You must have a driver's license and live in or near the Arcadia area. Z Networks in Sebring is looking for an underground utility worker. Crew members needed in Highlands County area. Training is provided. You must pass a strict background check. And Advent Health in Wauchula is looking for a full-time patient access service representative. A high school diploma or GED is required and a minimum of 2 years of direct patient access experience preferred. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us, and we read them on the air for you. Coming up, a look at your local weather, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in a moment.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expected delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wauchula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Oh, thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wauchula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your weather last updated 10:45 a.m. Eastern Time. Conditions, a few clouds, temperature 81 degrees Fahrenheit. The dew point 69.8 degrees Fahrenheit. Relative humidity is 70%. Heat index is 85. Winds east at 8.1 miles an hour. Visibility 10 miles and the altimeter read 30.05 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 6:47 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, mostly sunny early this morning, then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms late this morning. Partly cloudy with a chance of showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs in the upper 80s, east winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Chance of rain 50%. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s, east winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Friday, partly cloudy, a chance of showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 80s, east winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with a 40% chance of rain. And Friday night, partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows in the lower 70s, east winds 5 to 10 miles an hour with a 20% chance of rain. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go on now to our agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. New varieties of kiwi fruit with red and gold flesh in place of the traditional green may allow farmers to expand markets for the crop. One San Joaquin, California Valley farmer has been working more than 20 years to refine growing techniques for a red kiwi fruit variety he says has a sweeter flavor, while others now offer gold-fleshed and extra-large green fruit. California farms produce nearly all of the kiwi fruit grown in the U.S. President Trump proclaimed last week National School Lunch Week 2020, highlighting the vital role of school nutrition professionals in ensuring children in all communities nationwide continue to get nutritious meals despite the challenges of the pandemic. To keep this work going, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue recently announced the continued extension of nationwide flexibilities that allow free school meals for all children throughout the entire 2020-21 school year. After this summer's Derrico event in the Midwest, RCIS and Zurich assembled a team of 19 to address the damage claims and in just 6 days covered 52,000 acres. Their speed and effectiveness, according to agweb.com, was enabled by their growing use of drones. 42 crop adjusters at RCIS regularly assess claims using aerial imagery, and the company is looking to add more success with another 30 adjusters with drones. Distinct benefits found in deploying drones are efficiency in addressing claims and building customer confidence.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah. How about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
This is Tim Hamrich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Yesterday, we reported on how Gator Bite has built a buoy to help pinpoint sources of pollution to improve water quality. Today, we continue that story by explaining a little bit more about how it works.
So we actually have like small sensors. These are pretty tiny, about less than an inch in diameter. And we're really dealing with the fundamental water quality parameters. We're looking at temperature, conductivity, dissolved oxygen, and pH.
That's University of Florida Assistant Professor and Extension Specialist Eben Bean. He says these parameters can be measured to determine where to focus further water quality efforts.
we don't know where these pollutants are coming from in this watershed. Let's do a scan or a survey, float it down. It has GPS in it, so it's mapping where those water quality points and measurements are being taken. We can then, because it's cellular enabled, we can track it real time. And when it gets down to the end of the watershed, we can go and pick it up because we know where the GPS is. So that can kind of tell you, okay, well, we have this big shift in our water quality trends after this location where this tributary comes in. That can kind of tell us, hey, we need to do more investigation of this tributary or this side channel. And that's where we need to focus our efforts. It's not on this larger part of the watershed. We've now really zoomed in on where this pollutant source is going to.
Stay tuned for the third and final Gator Bite segment right back here tomorrow.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars worth of free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun, take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming and ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute, and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report. I'm Tim Hammerich.
And now for the business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. The number of unemployed Americans applying for jobless benefits fell to 787,000 last week. That was down 55,000 from the week before. Existing home sales rocketed higher last month, rising 9.4% from August. Compared to a year ago, sales were up a whopping 21%, with ultra-low mortgage rates helping to give the real estate market a boost. The losses are staggering at U.S. Airlines, the pandemic cutting into air travel. American Airlines reports $2.4 billion of red ink in the third quarter. Southwest says it lost $1.1 billion. The losses came in the July through September quarter, which encompasses much of the peak summer vacation season. The parent company of British Airways has cut its fourth quarter passenger forecast to just 30% of last year's level. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Brandon Lowe shook loose from his extended postseason slump with two opposite field homers, and Tampa Bay held off Los Angeles 6-4 last night to square the World Series at one game apiece. Rays manager Kevin Cash on Lowe's production.
He can go quiet for a little while, but he can get as hot as anybody in baseball. Hopefully that's the trend that we're looking at going forward.
Lowe says expect better things to come.
I mean, it shows that there's no quit, and it's a scary lineup to face, and you know, I think we got a lot more to prove.
Los Angeles cut the Rays' lead to 6-4 late, but Tampa Bay's relievers held firm. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
They're the best team in the American League. They pitch well. They defend well. They give you tough at-bats, and for us to beat them, we got to play good baseball. So, you know, right now we're tied in the series, and be ready to go for Game 3.
The Fall Classic will take this evening off, but will resume Friday night in Arlington, Texas. This is SRN Sports. One day after Miami Dolphins coach Brian Flores elevated rookie Tua Tagovailoa to starting quarterback, the recently demoted Ryan Fitzpatrick said,
"I was shocked by it. You know, it definitely caught me off guard. You know, it was a hard thing for me to hear. My heart just hurt all day. Like it was heartbreaking for me. This eventually was going to happen, no matter. It was just a matter of kind of when, not if, and." You know, I'm going to do my best with it.
Fitzpatrick had been playing some of the best football of his career, leading the Dolphins to back-to-back blowout wins. With wide receiver Antonio Brown's suspension eligible to end after Week 8, the Seattle Seahawks are now positioned to make a push to sign him. Both of Seattle's quarterbacks, Russell Wilson and Geno Smith, are friends with Brown, worked out with him during the offseason, and have remained in touch with him about the idea of bringing him to the club. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wachula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wachula. Your motivational quote for the day: it's okay to look at the past and the future, just don't stare. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.